swamp.
Rocky swamp.
Yeah, that's a rocky and a swamp. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like we said on the last podcast, the one we recorded got a little long-winded, but also the second half of it was something that was pretty interesting. A little debate back and forth, and so we decided to make it its own podcast, and this is what this is. So enjoy listening to us ramble on about scientific stuff that we don't know about, but we pretend to.
Yeah. And be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
And leave some feedback. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
How did you feel about what was the Clemson, the linebacker for Clemson that got ejected for targeting?
The Skalski?
Yeah.
How Skalski?
Yeah, I've talked to some people. The rules are the rules. Mm-hmm. Did he lead with the crown of the helmet? Yeah. But, man, I tell you, it's there not only to protect the player getting hit, but the player doing the hitting.
Yeah.
And I understand that.
Yeah, he could have got hurt just as much as he could have laid the hurt.
I still hate seeing that. And the officiating.
There was nothing wrong with that officiating.
No, but and when I say officiating, I'm speaking of football here. You know, I hear a lot of people say, "Well, they just put flags on them now because it's worth getting to." And I can see their point in a sense, but I don't know. It's a thin line between just letting them go free for all, and then you got to protect them too. So I don't know.
My take was, personally, in my eyes, it was a good tackle.
Yeah.
But by the rule,
it's not.
It's not. Yeah. And that's where I have a problem is, obviously, you don't want people going out there and just head hunting people. You don't want that. Right. There's people that used to be like that.
Bill Romanowski.
That's all they wanted to do was put their helmet on your helmet and knock you out.
Yeah.
So I understand that part of it. Mm-hmm. But there's so many different variables that happen in a football play that could cause you to hit helmet to helmet or to lead with the crown of your helmet that I think they should look at. But then that puts objectivity back into the game instead of leaving it black and white.
Yeah.
So now you're at the discretion of that official. And
can they not do something, though, where they put a pressure plate or something, like a little sensor in the helmet, to where if it gets hit a certain way, then it goes off, then they know you done.
I mean, maybe there's something that people are doing.
And it's crazy how it's changing, because I remember as a kid, when we were learning the game, it was put your head down and hit somebody. Put your head down and hit them. Now that's totally wrong.
That would have been wrong anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
That would have been wrong anyway. You don't want to put your head down.
Well, I know that. I'm saying when I was a kid,
yeah.
You know, put your head down, take the daggum head off. Just hit somebody. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It's changed. And you think the college players of today would know that because they grew up. And I could see how some of the older NFL players have a hard time adjusting because they are taught the old school way.
Yeah.
But it's hurt football in a sense, I believe. That's why I'm excited about the XFL, baby. No fair catches.
I'm not going to sit here and lie and say when we're playing somebody and they get ejected for targeting, I'm not happy, especially if it's a big-time player for them and that gives us an advantage. But I definitely don't like it when we get called for it.
I know, right?
I mean, that's just being a fan.
No, that's fair.
But I'll be the first one to admit if it was targeting by the rule or not, whether it was my player or not. But my point is, when you're already in the motion of making a tackle,
yeah,
and the person that you're tackling lowers their head to either brace for impact or try to put a move on you, whatever, or go down and give themselves up, that's not your fault if you hit them helmet to helmet.
No.
You're already in. You can't. Once you're lunging forward, you can't stop when you're running full speed. Mm-hmm. And what about running backs?
They
initiate more helmet to helmet and lead with the crown of their helmet more than anybody on the field. Mm-hmm. So why are we not calling it on them?
And due to that, with the whole targeting thing, they've started defensive players and I mean, they don't really have a choice, have started going lower.
Yeah, and that's where you're getting all these knees. Ripping people's knees.
That's where you're getting all these knee injuries. I mean, the NFL, college football, whoever decided all this, you built that monster. You created it. So it is what it is.
And it's one of those things where just anything in life, you try to correct one thing, but then you cause other issues.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
You try to fix one thing that there really is a problem with, mm-hmm. but guess what? You fix that problem, but now there's four other that's, you know, spawned off of that.
I agree.
And then, you know, once you fix each one of those, there's even more that go.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the answer is. Maybe the answer is to just put flags on them.
You know, it's interesting to me. If you watch rugby, there's some hard tackles in rugby, but the injury rate is so much lower.
Well, it's because they don't have this sense of security because they're
right.
not wearing pads and helmets, so they have to learn how to tackle correctly.
So maybe that's something we should maybe not necessarily take the helmets and the pads away, but.
Well, there's
you know what I'm saying?
I've seen plenty of coaches. I can't remember who it was that I saw.
Some of the best form tackling you'll ever see.
Yeah, they'll bring rugby players over and do a class or a clinic with their players and show them how to tackle.
Yeah, some of the best form tackling you'll ever see in rugby.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah, and that's something maybe we could look into. I don't know. I don't know how to fix it. It is what it is. The NFL is not going to go broke. I can promise you that. Something changes, and they'll fix it.
I have been talking with other people, though, about how it wouldn't surprise me if the NFL starts to get phased out a little bit, though. As in, with the head injuries and everything, I really think that it's...
You're talking about, like, younger generations coming up?
Yes.
Is that what you... Yeah.
Parents aren't letting their kids play.
Well, there's a thing now...
As much.
I actually saw it's a commercial where they're saying... you don't let your kids smoke. Why would you let them play tackle football? I'm starting to think, like, what the crap, man? And what they're saying is that a kid shouldn't play tackle football until they're at least the age of 14.
They're banging their heads around. They're not even fully developed.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have a son. But if you had a son, would you let him play football right now? If he was 5 or 6 in kindergarten, first grade?
I think I would do what most parents are doing. I would let him play flag football to let him understand the game.
There's not flag football around here.
Yeah, there is.
Where?
They do.
They start off flag football here. You're right.
Yeah.
But that's only for the first few years.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know, maybe they should do it like, I don't know. It's a tough subject because what happens to your brain? I mean, let's not be stupid here.
Okay.
You're running full speed.
This goes back to the Luke Kuechly thing.
Yeah. Okay. This guy's running full speed.
Right.
You hit together.
Yeah.
That's going to have huge detrimental things if you do it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I don't think 8-year-old kids should have to be subjected to that. That could screw them up for the rest of their life. Their little brain that's not even developed yet sloshing around in there. Because, yeah, you're wearing a helmet, you're wearing pads, but obviously it's been proven that doesn't protect you.
Right.
Or else CTE would have already been a thing of the past.
Okay.
So I would let them play flag football, and then once they got to the age to where they could play tackle, I don't know. It's a tough choice because you want them to be good at playing tackle football because – that's what they play in college, and that's what they play in pros.
Yeah.
But you don't want to subject them to the brain injuries that they would have as a young kid. So if they don't start playing tackle till maybe 16, which is still probably too young, because your brain's not fully developed till you're like 24, 25.
Right. Well, I was watching QB1. I can't remember which kid it was. Anyway, his mom and dad was talking, and they actually bought – his helmet, because the helmets that the high school have were not up to grade to what they should be, but it's what the school could afford. They passed, but it wasn't the best. So they went and bought their kid a helmet. Now, not everybody can do that.
Yeah, not everybody can do
that. So is that on the school too?
But that helmet, even though they bought it and it's better than what the high school,
but still, I understand
isn't going to be
right.
sufficient enough to keep you from having brain injuries.
Yeah.
And concussions. And, I mean, I applaud them for, you know, bringing light to CTE and having these concussion protocols and stuff, because I think it's important. You don't want to just beat your brains to mush. But it's no different than boxers. You know, they get hit in the head repeatedly, and they, you know, Muhammad Ali being the worst case scenario.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
But, I mean, I just, I'm not a parent. I don't have any kids, period. Right. But I feel like as a parent, your job is to protect your kid.
Well, yeah, but.
And I don't feel like having them line up and beat their brains together. And this is coming from somebody that is a football fanatic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and but it also goes back to the and now I'm gonna play devil's advocate, okay?
Yeah.
And we may have to cut this and make this a whole other episode. We can do that, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so I'm playing. Now this is not my opinion. This is opinions that I hear. So I'm gonna play devil's advocate for a little while. They're making millions of dollars playing a game. Shouldn't they just suck it up?
No.
Why? I mean, they're making millions of dollars to go out and play a game. Don't be a wimp.
Well, like I've said in the previous podcast, they're human beings.
They are human
beings.
Yes.
They're making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because they're able to play a game.
Yeah.
But because they're doing that for our entertainment, they're not obligated to do that for us.
Then they're not obligated to play.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. If they feel like they don't want to play anymore, then, you know, they should be able to leave whenever
they want
to.
But they knew the consequences when they started.
They did.
Then they shouldn't come on and complain about it.
But when you start seeing, you know, the after effects, maybe you start seeing, man, my vision's staying blurry. Man, I can't do what I used to do. Who am I as a fan to tell them, suck it up? When the people that are probably saying that are leaving work early because their back hurts.
I said devil's advocate, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. They're sitting on the couch eating a daggum corn dog. Oh, you suck. Hadn't caught a football in his life. You know what I mean?
No,
who is he to say anything about these players? And if you don't like it, don't watch the sport. But I'm not going to sit here and feel like that guy needs to play the game. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, Keekly, I'm a Panthers fan, and I want you to be out there, so you need to be out there. Because that's what I want. I don't care if you've had concussions. I don't care if you, when you turn 60, you can't eat soup without spilling it all over yourself. I don't care, because you knew the consequences.
But he did.
He did.
He knew.
But it's also anything, any job that you do.
Well, I'm not talking about necessarily the retiring aspect. I'm talking about the whole NFL coming in, changing the way things are done. No more hitting the receivers while they're, you know, defenseless players. That's gone. You know, you see some of the most biggest vicious hits back then,
mm-hmm.
before all that went in. Now they're changing all that. And they,
for safety.
For safety, or for a bunch of overpaid pansies.
No.
That's what people think
if
people say though, Keith.
If your work environment would,
I'm not,
that you worked at.
Okay.
Okay, so say you got a job as working at the carbon plant.
Right.
And there's something about that carbon plant that's causing everybody to have issues.
Yeah.
And you knew that going in.
Uh-huh.
But then everybody really starts getting bad, and there's a way to fix it, or possibly fix it. I mean, are you still supposed to just suck it up? Or would you like to go to somebody and be like, hey, I know this can be fixed.
A guy at the carbon plant ain't making $15, $20 million.
Even a better reason for them to do that.
Exactly. Yeah, because I ain't making nothing. These dudes are out here making millions upon millions of dollars to play a stinking game.
But to me, when people make that argument, it's just jealousy.
Okay. I could see that.
They're aggravated that they don't get to play a game. Mm-hmm. They wasn't athletic enough. They didn't do what they were possibly supposed to do. Maybe they were athletic enough, but they didn't keep their head on straight. and they see these people playing a game, because it is a game, and making millions of dollars, okay, let's and say, they're jealous.
Let's say I could say right now, you can go to the NFL, you're going to make $100 million, but you're going to have 6 concussions. You going to do it or not?
No.
You're not going to take the money?
Probably not.
Probably not, all right.
Just
$100 million. Tax-free money.
Tax-free money.
And you're not going to do it.
Because after 6 concussions, what's my quality of life going to be?
I don't know that. I'm just saying, I don't know. It's a point that people try to make a lot of times.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I agree with this. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah. What I would have to know what my quality of life is going to be. Am I going to be like Junior Seau and shoot myself?
Maybe.
Because I've had 6 concussions. What good is that $100 million doing me then? What good is that $100 million doing my family if I'm not there?
Well, they're set.
I mean, they're set. But I'll go ahead and tell you right now, there ain't no amount of money in the world I would have took for my dad to leave.
I feel the same way about my
mom.
So, mama.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. I'm so playing devil's advocate.
The money doesn't matter.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But that is a feeling of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then again, and then here's the next argument that I kind of made mention of it earlier, okay? People say, well, by God, back in the day when they was out there, Jack Youngblood playing with a broke leg, Dick Butkus out there playing, Lawrence Taylor, they were men. They was out there bleeding and taking people's heads off, and you didn't hear them whining and complaining. So, yeah, them's men, they ain't men today. We've raised a bunch of pansies, and it's a bunch of pansies in the NFL.
Okay, Boomer.
That's what people say.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. A lot of people that say stuff like that are afraid of change in any aspect of their life.
Right.
So if it wasn't the way that they saw things growing up, or the way that they did things growing up, then it's not right.
Right.
And I'm not like, I like to be forward thinking and progressive in most things that I like to do. I've always said that one of the worst things you could say is that's the way we've always done it. Because you're not doing anything to try to make anything better that way.
You're settling.
You're just content with, you know, everything that's going on. You know?
Right.
There's always a better way to do something.
I agree.
And if you're not looking for the better way to do something, then you're really doing a disservice to yourself and to those around you that are affected by it.
Well, exactly. And then now, were those guys tough? Absolutely.
Yeah. But were they also dumb for doing that? Absolutely.
Well, I mean,
they weren't making anything.
Well, here's my point. You look at some of them old guys that played back in the day, they can't hardly walk. Most of them's got walkers. Prime example of abusing your body to make it. Ronnie Coleman, considered one of the greatest bodybuilders of all time. Won Olympia, five, six, seven, something like that. I don't know, won it a bunch. Dude can't even walk now, man. I mean, specimen of a man, yes, back in the day when he was bodybuilding, freaking huge. Now he can't even walk because he abused his body.
But the bad thing is, even in that situation that he's in now, I guarantee you, if you ask
He said he'd do it all over again.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, absolutely, he said.
To me, there's a mental illness in there somewhere.
If you told me
the things that I did when I was 20, 30, 40 years old,
yeah,
maybe, well, just let's just say in my 20s and early 30s,
mm-hmm.
if I did that,
mm-hmm.
and then I end up in the situation that he's in,
mm-hmm.
to be, okay, would I do that? No.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because that brings up this, okay, that's fine. And I'm not calling names. Talk to people that compete in certain things. And I'm like, man, is it worth all that? You know, you might be dead at 40. Yeah, I know. But I'll be a world record holder. You know, you talk to Ronnie Coleman. Yeah, but I won the Olympia. I was the man.
It's not worth it.
To you, it's not. And you say it's a mental illness. Is it a mental illness, or is it just another step of competitiveness that only a certain amount of people are born with? there's a reason why not everybody makes it. There has to be a reason. There's a separation somewhere.
Yeah. You're crazy.
It's, you call it crazy because you don't understand.
I don't say no.
Yeah, but you don't understand it. That's why you call it crazy.
I don't say it to be derogatory.
Can we time out for a second? Well, just 1 second. I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah, my point is this. You called it crazy. There's a competitive edge there that you and I don't have. Okay? To make it to the elite level, there has to be something different. I don't know what you call it. It could be a competitive edge that nobody else has but a select few. Almost like, kind of like the warrior gene in a sense. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can see what you're saying, but you can have that competitive gene, but still be aware of what you're doing to your body.
Yeah, but if you take that into consideration, you're never going to reach the pinnacle.
But here's also the thing. Yeah, you set all them world records. That's great. Nobody's going to remember you.
Sure they will.
In 60 years.
Yeah. Yeah, sure they will.
You'll die off.
No.
As there's more years and more of those competitions. No. Because I guarantee... Just look at Michael Jordan. People know who he is, but they don't give him the credit he deserves anymore.
Sure they do.
Not the younger generation. And guess what? They're going to teach their kids. And guess what? Michael Jordan's going to be phased out. Nobody's going to know who Michael Jordan is. He's going to be some old dude in a museum like, oh, they used to play basketball like that. That's crazy. And not another thing said about it. Just the way I look at the players that played NFL football in the 50s and
60s. Stars die. Stars die. Legends live forever. So, but my point is this. You can't call them crazy because there's something there that they possess that the majority of the population do not possess.
Well, I don't mean crazy in the sense that.
Well, you called it a mental illness, so don't start backtracking on me now.
No, but not.
We're getting ready to start arguing.
No, not in a sense like they need to be locked up in a mental.
I know that. But you said it's mental illness in the fact that they can cut off almost. They can almost shut off the part of their brain that says, "Hey, I'm damaging myself to reach this."
Yes, there's a problem with that.
Is that a problem or is it a? I can see what you're saying. It could be a problem. Is it a problem, or is it a edge that nobody else has? To be the best, there has to be something different.
It's not a problem for me. It's a problem for themselves.
And when I say the best, man, I'm not talking. When I say the best, I'm not talking at the point in time that they're playing. I'm talking like best of all time, in a sense. Like, there's certain people you can put at the pinnacle. Is Michael Jordan great? You were talking about Jordan. Jordan was great. Is LeBron James great? I don't like him, but yes. He's been rivaled, okay? Has Ronnie Coleman been rivaled? No. Look at, I know it's fake, so don't, and then just don't. This is my point. Okay, Mankind, Mick Foley, whatever you want to call him, wrestling. I got a point, listen. Dude's had hip replacements, knee replacements, can't walk hardly, can't sit, can't sleep longer than a couple hours. Because of the things that he put his body through. And you watched wrestling back then, you've seen it. The fall off the Hell in a Cell, absolutely insane. He abused and beat his body, but he was okay with that. Because it put him where he's at. Are you saying that...
And that was the point I was going to make, too, that I can understand why they would do it. Because, like you said, he either does that stuff because that's the only way that he knows
or he's not
to
make
do,
it.
You know, putting his body on the line like that. Now he's a millionaire and his family's set for life or whatnot. Or, you know, he could have worked at Home Depot and...
Yeah. You know, I don't necessarily think it's a mental illness to a certain extent. I mean, I can see your point. It's kind of like, I don't know, kind of like special forces, right? The military is huge, but only a select few can make it into SEALs, and only a select few more than that can make it like Delta Force. There has to be something different. You're bred different. There has to be something different. I don't know what that is. I ain't no scientist. I read a lot, but there's something different in people like that.
I agree.
And when it comes to sports, there's something different in those. And like I say, I'm not talking the Dwayne Wades and all those guys. I don't even mean those guys. Muhammad Ali, probably the greatest boxer that's ever lived. Did he pay for it? Yeah. Would he do it again? Probably.
He would do it again so that woman in Louisville, Kentucky, when they were showing the procession of the hearse, could run up to his hearse and wave in again.
Yeah.
You remember seeing
that?
Yeah. She waved at Muhammad Ali and the hearse. Yeah.
But would he do it again? Yeah. I think he would. But see, that's the difference.
It's easy to sit there and
looking back, you and I ain't no way, man.
It's easy to sit there and deal in hypotheticals and to put this, if you knew you were going to do this, would you do it? Because it's the hypothetical answer.
Well, it's like people that try to climb Everest. They're willing to die.
Just to say they climbed
Everest. For that achievement. They're willing to die for that. Now.
And I'm like, I just watch it on Nat Geo.
Have you ever found anything? This is a serious question. And I don't know what this podcast is going to right now. Anyway, have you ever found something to the point that you love that you would die for it to make it? I don't mean family, because I would die for my family. You'd do the same. I'm talking about, is there something that you love so much outside of family and friends and stuff that you would die for?
No.
You love music. I like music. I'm not a musician. You are a great musician. I brag on you all the time. If I could say, Keith, you're going to make 5 albums. They're all going to be platinum. You're going to tour the world. What's going to cost you life in the end? You willing to do it?
Yeah. You're going to die by the time you're 27.
Would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
That's good for you.
I value. And I don't know if that's selfish.
There's a lot of people that would, though.
But you got to look at it too. Am I being selfish? Because, you know, yeah, being dead at 27, like you were saying, you know, I want to live my life. But if you make those 5 albums and die at 27, you might be leaving something that has an impact on millions of people's lives.
Exactly.
But that's music.
And you can say, well,
football player's never impacted somebody's life by his play on the field a lot of times.
Well, that's true.
But the music, I mean, there's plenty of times where people's like, oh, this song helped me out of a hard time, whatever. But, it's easy to sit there because your natural reaction is self-preservation normally.
Thank you. That's your natural reaction is self-preservation. But
it's a human instinct.
But there's certain few, they're able to put self-preservation away to reach what they want to reach.
Yeah.
And I can see where you could say that's a mental illness.
And I can also say
that's almost self-harm.
But there's also self-preservation. You lack it in order to help other people, i.e., you know, firemen, like you said, military, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, they're willing to put their life on the line to help somebody else.
True.
That's different, in my opinion.
I can see that.
That's different. You're being a good person as far as you're helping this person. But for an athlete, it's a little different because you're putting your body through that for self-glorification, for reaching your goals and your pinnacles.
Well, that goes back.
That's the difference too.
Yeah, trying to keep it on the sports track. You know, I think it was this past year. How many was it? I love boxing. I watch it all the time. Was it 3 boxers that died this past year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you talk – can't, but if you was to talk to those guys and be like, hey man, would you do it over? I don't know what they would say.
Well, it depends on if they ever won anything.
Yeah.
If that was their fourth professional fight.
If that's the case, though, they knew going into that what the concept. Okay, you can call it a sport or not. I don't care. I think it's a sport. Professional bull riding. That's a sport to me. Those dudes are athletes. They know the consequences every time they sit on a bull. They know this could be it. This next 8 seconds, I could die. If they do it every time.
that considered an addiction?
It could be. It could be an addiction. They're addicted to the thrill.
Yeah. Because it, just like...
You can say Travis Pastrana's addicted to the thrill.
Yeah, that adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's not necessarily the drug.
It's their drug of choice.
There is something to be said about adrenaline junkies. There really is. They've just got an overactive part of their brain that's like, I gotta get so much adrenaline in my system. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you do it over and over and over over again.
Eventually,
knowing that the consequences could be bad, but not thinking that it could happen to you.
Right.
And that sounds just like anybody that's addicted to any kind of drug or, you know, do things that could harm them.
Chasing a high.
That'll never happen.
Yeah.
That won't happen to me.
Right. But there has to be something.
But that's what makes you good, is you go in thinking it's not going to happen, so you go in balls to the wall, mm-hmm. and like Keekly, he probably never thought in a million years that he'd get those concussions and he'd have to retire early.
Right.
But that's what allowed him to play to that level and be balls to the wall is, you know,
and
that lack of fear of that.
And I think he realizes now he can't play like that.
Yeah.
He can't play the game the way he wants to play it. So therefore, that's why he left. Because
but
if
that
he tried
doesn't
to play,
make him a pansy.
In my opinion. Now, I was playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I understand that. It doesn't make him a pansy at all.
No.
To me, that makes him smart.
I enjoy the fact that he's...
You got to have a quality of life, man.
I mean, it's okay to live like that and get to where you need to get to.
Yeah.
But once it starts deteriorating, you need to get out before it's too late. Even though he never won a Super Bowl, he's going to be one of the greatest linebackers of all time, and he's not going to have a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
But that's minor compared to me. That's minor compared to, you know, being able to live a fulfilled life. Afterwards.
I'm enamored with people who can put aside, like we was talking about, the consequences. And mainly, I'm enamored with them because I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you was talking, you're the same way. I don't have the ability to. I'd be all right. It ain't gonna be me. I don't have that ability. I can't just not think about the consequences. I've never been that way. Is that what? I don't know. I don't really have any talent, but you know, would that have held me back? I don't know. But I'm enamored with people who can just set aside the consequences. Say, you know what? Screw fear. I ain't worried about it. And go. To me, that's very impressive. Is it dangerous? Probably. But I think it's very intriguing. And mainly probably because I am not that way. I always try to look at the big picture. You know, for me, there's a lot of things that I think I'd like to try that. I do that. Then I think, yeah, I better not do that. You know, because I got two girls at home. I got a wife. You got a wife. You know, I look at things that way. And those people... Are they self-absorbed? Man, I
don't think so. And,
I don't know.
And you saying that has brought up another thought process for me is it's easy for us to sit here and say this because we lived a pretty decent life growing up.
Yeah, that's true. Now, that's true. That's a good point.
For some of these kids, they have to be like that because that might be their only shot of making something of themselves.
Yeah, I ain't getting out unless I do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So.
That's a good point.
You know. Now they've got that drive. Yeah. That's their drive and motivation, and they'll try to achieve that at all costs.
Yeah, you know, and
so I mean, there's something to be said about that as well.
Most people that listen to this know my line of work, and we're not going to discuss that on here.
Right.
But I have talked to people in my line of work that are where I work, and you talk to some of them, and every once in a while, you'll run into one that had potential and had talent. But they were too caught up in the world, in the street, and it cost them.
And probably would have gave anything in the world
right.
to have that drive that
right.
we're talking about
mm-hmm.
that I said could possibly be a mental illness to where you can block that out.
Mm-hmm.
And he would probably, in his shoes, he'd do it a million times.
Yeah. Yeah. Antonio Brown came from nothing. You know, we was talking about him earlier. Dude came from nothing. And he beat and abused his body to where he's at now. You know, and now he's acting all crazy because they're probably, you know, his agent dropped him.
Yeah. Drew Rosenhaus.
Like a temporary thing.
Yeah, until he seeks help.
Yeah, and he needs help.
I would just at least just get a brain scan, which something. I don't know if they can. I think they might have to actually cut into the brain to develop CTE, or to see if CTE's there, because it seems like they can't. It's always you're hearing about somebody. Oh, he had CTE after they died. Mm-hmm. The autopsy, they do their brain.
Right.
So I don't think a scan can help, but you might see something in there that's mm-hmm. you know.
Another prime example of that is Troy Aikman. I mean, he suffered
tons of concussions.
Yeah, and then basically he said, I got to stop. And he was able to cut it off. But
and he's been all right for the most part.
So far.
But who's to say in the next couple of years
God forbid.
Yeah. He doesn't turn into something worse than...
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, it's an interesting topic that I wish I was smart enough to know more about it than what I do. You know, all we can do is really honestly read about it and study it, but we don't really know it. But, you know, you would think with the technology that we have today, talking about football in general, where the problem seems to lie, with the technology that we have today, there has to be some way that we can design a helmet, for God's sakes, that protects against that. There has to be something. NASCAR, you know, after Dale died, they developed the Hans device, and that saved countless lives. They were able to do something about it. Why can the NFL, why can football not do something about it? You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
There's got to be something.
With a car, it's a little different with a car because you're actually strapped in, and you're not repeatedly hitting your head.
Yeah, but you hit the wall 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, but that's not something that happens. That's not something that happens a lot of the times, over and over.
So CTE is a disease that, or is a symptom. What am I trying to say?
It's predominantly boxers and NFL players right now.
It's over time. It's not one impact. It's impact over time. Is what you're saying.
I'm guessing, but I guess if you took a hard enough hit, you could develop it over one hit. Possibly. It just depends on how serious the hit was, I guess. Like, I would say that if Dale Earnhardt would have lived through his crash, he probably would have had some...
major issues.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But,
And there was a lot. And I'm not using that for an example, so don't get on here and be like, oh, yeah, I know. There was a lot of factors in that.
And see, a lot of raise hell, praise Dale. Red dirt. Red dirt racer.
Yeah. Inside joke.
Yeah. A lot of it too is whiplash and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, a lot of times when you see concussions, it's not necessarily the hit. It's the hit and then the head following with the head hitting the turf. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when Tebow got hit against Kentucky, it was a Windham that hit him
YMD.
But that wasn't what concussed him. It was the fact that he fell back and hit Pouncey's knee that did it. So it's kind of like a jarring effect as far as your head's going one way, and then boom, it stops, and then I guess your brain shifts to the front. What causes that.
Because your brain's sitting in liquid.
Yes.
So it's just kind of floating around. So if you're moving forward mm-hmm. and you get hit backwards, well, your head stops, but your brain's still got that momentum. It's no different than...
being in a car.
Yeah,
the car may stop, but everything inside is going that speed.
Yeah, it's still going... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what it is your brain smacking up against the skull.
Yeah, so there may not be anything that they can do to protect that.
Take the fluid out of your head that your brain's sitting in?
Yeah, you know, and I think I had a good example the other day. We wouldn't have face mask penalties. None of that. We just took the face mask away and put them back in leather helmets. People wouldn't be lowering their head anymore, guaranteed.
No. More people would be getting their eyes poked out.
Probably.
Losing teeth.
Yeah. But who's to say, you know, everybody's like, oh, CTE wasn't a big problem back then. Who's to say that it wasn't? We didn't have the technology to test for that.
And everybody's dead now.
Yeah, and there's no way to know.
I would
venture to say it was a problem back then.
I would put money.
Yeah.
I would put a year's salary that would say probably 75% of NFL players have some sort of CTE when they die.
Yeah, and then people say, well, cancer is more predominant now than it used to be, and it very well may be, but we didn't. Back in the day, you know, it was, you know, somebody might have lung disease or lung cancer, it was consumption. It was, you know, we didn't know what things
exactly,
were.
Yeah.
And when football was being played back in the day, we didn't know necessarily. We thought, well, his head's wrapped up in a helmet. He's got shoulder pads on. He's safe.
Punch drunk?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's what they were calling it. That's what they called it in boxing anyway.
Yeah.
Punch drunk.
And so, yeah, I think that's a big case.
And that's why you're seeing it come out like this now.
Yeah.
Is because there's
ways of
telling. We've got the technology and we've got the studies and people working on it. So it's kind of like going back to, you know, you see all the bad stuff in the news now. Has bad stuff always happened?
Absolutely.
It's just, it's more in the public eye now.
Everybody's got a camera.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So was there CTE back then? Absolutely.
I agree.
There was definitely CTE. It's just, we didn't know what it was, and we didn't have a way to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, with somebody being smart enough to go, hey, beating your head against each other all game, that's probably got some kind of, you know, negative effects. Let's start studying people's brains and seeing what the abnormalities are. And lo and behold, we come up with CTE, mm-hmm. you know.
And there's a reason, too, when you see it. It's predominantly your linebackers, your quarterbacks, some of your running backs, wide receivers. Offensive linemen hit every play, but it's – and I'm not saying that they don't hit hard, but it's not
a full-speed impact.
And it's usually not head-to-head.
Yeah.
So I think that's why –
they're from a standstill, and they're kind of hitting within a yard of each other, hitting up into each other. And at that point, it's just who's stronger, not who hit harder.
Yeah, and then when you get out in the open field, that's when you get dangerous.
Yeah. When people are running full speed, people that can run 4.3 40s, 4.5 40s at 260 pounds or 250 pounds.
Yeah, it's like during the Pittsburgh Baltimore game this year, old buddy left the field bleeding out of his ear.
Yeah.
That tells you something, man.
If I ain't a sign
for
you.
That's a man getting hit and he's bleeding out of his ear, dude. I mean, come on, you know. That's got to tell you something. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know the way to fix it. I don't guess there is a way to fix it. But I see your point. It could be that eventually that the NFL gets phased out a little bit. And then again, I think probably not, because
there's always going to be people struggling that need a way to get out of their situations that they're in.
Yeah.
There's always going to be some sport. And that, you know,
if you're a single mom, living, and I don't mean this in a bad way, so don't nobody get offended, but if you're a single mom and you're living in the slums of New Orleans, it's either your son plays ball and stays busy with ball, or he runs the streets. Yeah, he might end up having CTE, but he's not going to be dead at 14.
Yeah. I mean, there's pros and cons.
You know what I'm saying? So it's always going to be there. To where you have some middle class or upper class, well, I ain't got to do that. I can see that.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be those that, for lack of a better term, it's a better alternative than what the other life could bring.
And see, that's why I always try to put myself in other people's shoes, just because, you know, I didn't have it rough growing up.
We're both blessed.
For me to sit here and tell an athlete, you know, this, that, and the third, and I don't know what they're going through. I mean, that's pretty, it's pretty naive of me. Mm-hmm. And honestly, disrespectful.
Yeah, I agree.
If you don't live it, don't comment on it.
Exactly.
To me.
If you don't know what it's like, you don't know what it's like. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know. You know, we didn't grow up, you know, a majority of your, especially in your NFL athletes, you know, some of them boys grew up rough, man, the biggest majority of them.
I'd say most of them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got your ones that didn't, you know, you got the Mannings and certain ones. Not take anything away from them dudes were tough. But, yeah, it's interesting. But I don't know that it'll kill football, but it might slow it down a little bit. I guess time will tell.
Yeah. I could just see it just because of the outrage of what you see, some of the families and stuff, that they object to tackle football. And I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some high schools possibly taking it out. So,
well, wasn't Jimmy Clausen that didn't play tackle football till like his junior year of high school or something?
I can't remember who it was. But you see it all the time.
Yeah, especially out west, they have flag football on it, older ages.
Yeah.
Around here, like you say, it's, I think it's like the first 2 or 3 years. But, and it's also, not just talking about football, it's a big deal too, with soccer, headers.
Yeah. Well, see, that's a really, really easy situation to get rid of, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like, oh, so soccer players are starting to get CTE because they're hitting the ball with their head constantly. Well, we'll just outlaw headers.
Yeah, it's an easy fix.
That's an easy fix.
But then you look at that. Okay, here's another point. You know, NFL plays at most, if you win the Super Bowl, what is it, 19 games? If
you get 16 game season, so at the most you would play 17 wild card, 18, 19, so you'd have to win 20 games, I think.
Something like that.
19-0.
Right. And then you look at hockey players, they're playing the same amount of games that basketball is playing. What's that, 82?
Something
in the regular season.
Yeah.
And then they're going into the playoffs. You don't hear about it in hockey. But their abuse.
They're more body abuse. They're not really.
They're tough now.
Yeah. But when you get checked into the boards, your midsection and stuff is what's taking the brunt of the impact.
Right, but that's an argument people will say.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're not out there hitting head to head.
No, not at all.
So I would say that's a bad argument.
Yeah.
I would say that you would probably see more trauma, like
knees,
chest, knee,
hips.
You know, hips, stuff like that, because they're getting body checked, and that's what it's a body check. It ain't a head check. It's a body check.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sure, they'll bang heads here and there, but it's not a big part of the game.
Right.
So, yeah, hockey, like you said, they're tough. And everybody's like, well, they're out there fighting. They don't honestly fight that much.
Not like they used to.
No.
NHL has come, it's not approved like it used to be.
Yeah.
You don't have enforcers like you used to have.
Yeah.
You always had a Wayne Gretzky, then you had a guy that did the fighting for Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
And that don't happen no more.
No.
But,
and I don't think it's diminished the game at all or anything like that.
No, not at all. But sports in the modern era, it's interesting.
Anything in the modern era, because I feel like people are just, I think they're being more forward thinking. They're like, hey, how can we make things better? How can we make things safer? And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing.
No, I don't think it is.
I feel like, regardless of political, whatever, left leaning, right leaning, I feel like there's a lot of compassion in the world now. People think about other people more often, for the most part. I know I do. As I'm getting older, I put myself in other people's shoes a whole lot more than I used to. I try to understand people. And maybe that's just me. Maybe that's not the majority of people, but I would like to think that's the case. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt a lot.
So would you like to see it be safer, and then it just would, if they was to say the only way to make it safer is to get rid of tackling, would you be okay with that?
I don't think it would be as good.
No, it wouldn't definitely be as good, but
would you
be okay with that? So a lot of people would not be okay with that.
No. And I probably wouldn't. I would say it like...
Well, they would go bankrupt.
Yeah. I would, you know. But at the same time, like, what kind of a person am I to... I mean, I love football, but I don't watch it because there's a chance that somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, I'm not watching it to see anybody get hurt.
No. But there's people out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're mad because somebody can't take somebody's head off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like that. If you can play the game and play it safe the way it is, I'm all for that.
Yeah, I'm all for if it's a clean hit and you can take out the quarterback on a clean hit, go ahead.
Yeah.
But not dirty.
But I also used to be one of these people that And I might even say in the past couple of years, just because of my emotions, but I used to be one of those, I hope he breaks his leg, you know, when we're playing somebody. But I try not to do that anymore because, you know, karma and whatnot. Like,
oh, I could say all kinds of stuff you said about Tim Tebow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but that's,
you know,
been
that's
10,
me,
11 years ago.
Yeah, that's me. I guess that's me just getting older and, like, actually caring about, yeah, that person might play for Florida. Yeah, that person might play for Georgia. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. I don't want them to play well, but I don't want them to get hurt either.
Right.
Like, if somebody, if I was at the Tennessee game and I saw somebody get laid out and, God forbid, he died on the field, I'd feel terrible about that, regardless of who he played for.
Yes.
So, I think there's people out there that would probably cheer. That's what he gets going to Georgia. There's probably people out there like that. But, like, going back to my thing, you know, I like to think that 99.9% of the people would feel bad about it.
I would hope.
Yeah, but
you can't even tell. But been an interesting conversation.
Yeah, 1 hour and 41 minutes.
Yeah, hopefully we can split it up to where it's two podcasts. So.
Yeah. That'd probably be the best thing to do. Yeah.
But Rocky Swamp.
Rocky Swamp, episode 10 and possibly 11.
We can figure, if he can figure out how to do it, I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, so. I can probably split it.
So. Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram.
Facebook. We're on Spotify now.
Yeah, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, whatever you use, we're probably on it.
Anchor.
And if you're listening to it, you probably already know that.
Yeah. And leave feedback. We don't care. We want you to.
Yeah.
If you want to argue, please. Please do.
Yeah. Tell us what you think. And tell other people about us so they can listen too.
Yeah. Because we like doing it.
Yeah. Be better if we had some feedback.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, man.